thanks for your company this afternoon. You're listening to Gerry Kelly, and I'm through until 5 o'clock this afternoon. We first heard there from the Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie. And every time I think of the Everly Brothers now, I remember I went down to see Simon and Garfunkel in concert down in Dublin. Oh, it's quite a few years ago now. And the support act that night were the Everly Brothers. We didn't realise before we went down that the Everly Brothers were there. So to have the Everly Brothers coming out and do a half hour of their greatest hits was an absolute treat altogether. 08459 555 678 is the number if you want to contact the programme, and please avail of that. You can tweet us on at Gerry Kelly Show, or you can use the text 81771. Anything you want me to play, please let me know and we'll do our best to do it. Some great guests for you this afternoon, some great live music. This is Blondie and the Tide Is High. Like to tell me how you are enjoying the sun, how you're celebrating the return of the sun, because it's a long time since we've seen it. So maybe a photograph, would that be a nice idea? Why not take a photograph of how you're enjoying the sun? You could tweet it to me at Gerry Kelly Show. Go on, do that. How are you enjoying the sunshine today? Take a photograph of what you're doing and send it in to me. My guest this hour is the one and only Passenger, Mike Rosenberg. He goes under the name of Passenger. He was in Belfast last Sunday, would you believe, busking down at Victoria Street. He is a busker. He was a busker at the very start of his career. He busked around the world for about 5 years. Then he was discovered. Then he had that hit Let Her Go, which was just enormous. It was number one in over 20 countries all around the world. But he loves busking, and he's now on a little busking tour of the UK and Ireland. He was down in Dublin. He was in Belfast. He headed off to Birmingham. And all the money he raises, as you'll hear in the interview, he gives to the big issue nowadays, of course, all the money that's throwing into his case. He's coming up and he's going to be singing Let Her Go for us. It was an interview I did last Monday when he was here. He came in before he headed off to Birmingham. Well, that's coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart. Thanks for your tweets that are coming in. There's one photograph there. I haven't got a look at it yet, but I will at a moment. There's a bad word in it, so I'll not look at it yet, just for a moment until I'm off air or not talking to you. Doreen Scullion, thanks very much, Doreen, for your tweet. Hi, Gerry. What a beautiful day. And what makes it even better, says Susan, I reached my target weight last night, having lost almost 7 stones. 7! The bikini is coming out, she says. Will you play a request for my Weight Watcher leader, Bernie? Without her help and support, I'd be wearing oversized clothes this summer. Susan, that is fantastic. Susan, maybe you'll have a chat with me, Susan, and tell me how on earth you lost 7 stones. Give us a wee ring again, or maybe we'd ring you. Jay Spratt and Sonny Banger. Jay Spratt says, Super day, Gerry. Any chance of a Rod Stewart number? See what I can do for you, Jay Spratt. And also looking for a... Rod Stewart number. It says, Hi Gerry, could you wish Sandra McBurney happy birthday from Robin and Clifford Guildford? Could you play any Rod Stewart? Well, we'll look up Rod Stewart for you lot. And Gerry, will you play Garth Brooks for the big trucker on his way to Donegal from Coleraine? Something good and lively to get us into that Friday feeling. That's what I'm here for. I'm hoping to get you into that Friday feeling. We'll try and get those over the next half hour or so for you all. Tammy Wynette and Stand By Your Man. Now, if you happen to be about Victoria Square here in Belfast last Sunday lunchtime, you might have come across a busker who appeared to be attracting quite a large audience. And well, imagine the surprise on people's faces when they realised the busker in question was none other than Mike Rosenberg, a.k.a. Passenger, a man whose single Let Her Go achieved global fame last year when it topped the charts in over 20 countries. Well, after his session in Victoria Centre, Passenger dropped into the studio for a chat. But first, I got him to sing that song.
You only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go.
Mike, I love that song.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
It is one of my all-time favourite songs. Did you, obviously it's been a great song for you. You know, it's been number one in over 20 countries. Had you any idea, any inkling at all when you wrote that it would become so successful?
None at all, honestly. This was, you know, 3 years ago or something, and I was about to play a gig in rural New South Wales in Australia. I think I played to about 40 people that night, and I wrote this song in the dressing room before I went on, and I wrote it in 45 minutes. You know, some songs take weeks to finish, and this one just sort of fell out of my brain. And I wrote it, and I thought, you know, yeah, it's got a catchy little melody, and I liked the lyrics. They were simple but poignant, and they had a really strong message, you know. But you have to understand, at that stage in my life, I was a busker. I was independent. I had no record label behind me. No one really was kind of interested in what I was doing. And it wasn't even in my universe that it could get onto the radio, let alone become such a massive hit.
So I have 220 million views on YouTube.
I mean, 220
million.
I know. It's weird. I mean, it's been such a weird 18 months that this stuff now, I don't even take it in, really. It's just like, yep, okay, cool.
But how has it changed Passenger? How has it changed Mike Rosenberg, more importantly? Because it must have changed your life dramatically.
It has in some ways. I think because I've been doing music for so long, I think I've just really tried not to get carried away with it. You know, it's one big song, and it's wonderful and magical and exciting and brilliant. But, you know, I've made sure that I'm still working with the same people that I've been working with for years. You know, I've still got these brilliant people around me, my best mates, some of them, you know, and they love the project, you know, they love me, and we're just always working in the same way. You know, I didn't want to just throw the baby out with the bathwater just because something's worked, so let's change everything.
But is the pressure not on you? Because in many ways, some people might perceive this is the barometer, this is the height of the bar now. You have to live up to the reputation of that song. Can you be as successful again? Because that's how people may judge you.
Yeah, maybe. I think there's two ways of looking at it. You know, for me, I could have gone on to this next album and thought, right, I need to write 10 letter goes and, you know, follow up this success and get even bigger songs and bigger singles. But the way I actually went into it was, how wonderful in a career to have one song that has touched so many people, that's gone around the world, that's, as you say, had so many hits on YouTube and whatever else it's done. What a story to tell your grandkids. What a thing to have done in a lifetime. I don't need another one. If it happens, brilliant. You know, if it happens naturally to another song, then great. But all I ever set out to do was make music that people understand and connect with.
Well, you're proving that at the moment because you're doing a busking tour. You played in Belfast last Sunday. Mm. Now, this is just a publicity gimmick, isn't it?
It's absolutely not, no. I've been doing it, as I said, this is how it kind of all started for me.
Yes, but you don't need to do this anymore. There was a time when you needed to do it. You needed to get the money and the guitar case.
Yeah.
You don't need that anymore.
I don't, but...
See you for another 5 or 6 months. Will you play one more song? Will
you
play something off the new album?
Of course I will, yeah.
What's this?
It's my new single, and again, it's a bit of a heartbreaker. It's called Hearts on Fire.
Mike, thank you so much for coming in
thank
to see us, and we'll see you in November.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know how and I don't know why. When something's living where you can't say die, you feel like laughing but you start to cry. I don't know how and I don't know why.
That's T-Rex and Get It On. My thanks also to Passenger there. I just love Passenger's voice, I have to say. I know it's slightly unusual and coming to it for the first time, you might think, ooh, but actually the more you listen to him, the classier he is. And he's a really, really, really nice guy. A little earlier, Susan contacted us to tell us that she lost 7 stones in Weight Watchers. And we thought, my goodness, we must have a word with this woman. And she's on the line. Susan.
Hello, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
This is the brand new Susan now. 7 stones.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth? How long did it take you to lose 7 stones?
About a year and a half.
My goodness gracious me. And what is the regime like? What, did you not eat anything for a year and a half?
Oh, I ate plenty. And I like my Mars bars too.
No, you can't eat Mars bars and lose 7 stones, Susan.
Yes, you can, as long as you don't have them all the time.
That's how it's done. Was it difficult? I mean, a year and a half is a long time.
It is. But I had tried taking tablets. I had tried doing juicing. I had tried everything. And none of them worked right. So I thought, my wee girl is only 5, and she came home from school one day and told me that her friend told her that her mummy was fat. And I thought, well, they'll not say that again about me.
Well, that is, congratulations. That is absolutely fantastic. Well, well done. How difficult was it? Or did you always have that in the back of your mind? That was always there, and that's why you wanted to do it. There.
But it wasn't easy.
Have you got a photo? No, I'm quite sure it wasn't.
It wasn't, but it's all worth it.
Well, especially for Susan there, you were it well. She's lost 7 stones. Many congratulations and well done to Bernie, who was her leader in helping her attain that target weight. Just fantastic. Some of the tweets that are coming in, and thank you for them, at Jerry Kelly Show. I asked for some photographs of how you're enjoying the sunshine today, and the bangers posing painters have said, in, enjoying the sun, my backside, they used another word there. Too busy, Jerry, and they sent in a photograph of a hallway that needs painted, and it's just sitting empty for those boys to paint, so that's what they'll be doing all afternoon. Thanks for that photograph, lads. Weather good, radio good, garden good, what more do we want, says Kathy on Twitter. Hello, young Jerry, just wanted to say thank you from me and the staff at Guildford Van Hire in Portadown for playing the request yesterday. We all love your show, from John Cooper. Thank you very much indeed, John, for that. Jerry, could you say hello to Big Rolly from Bright outside Downpatrick, who's slaving away on the golf course in Ardglass. Well done to you, Rolly. Good man. I should have been there today as well, because I know Knock Ladies Hockey Club are having a big charity day down in Ardglass, so we wish them well there. And one from Liam Beckett. Liam Beckett, of course, who will be part of the BBC Radio Ulster commentary team tomorrow in the Northwest 200. Liam tweets and says, great choice of music on the At Jerry Kelly Show on BBC Radio Ulster, top class. Well, in fact, staying with the Northwest, because last weekend we had the Giro. This weekend we have the Northwest 200, which is expected to attract in excess of 100,000 people into Northern Ireland. There'll be full coverage, of course, of all the racing here on Radio Ulster tomorrow from 1 p.m. But what's happening up there today? To find out, we're joined by one of the Radio Ulster's commentating team, former British 250cc champion Adrian Coates. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Is the weather as good up there as it is down here?
Yes, it's fabulous up here at the minute. There's blue skies and just light, wispy clouds. So, just hope keep your fingers crossed that it's like this tomorrow.
That it's so important, isn't it, that we get a bit of decent weather for the riders? Lots of tweets and a lot of texts and lots of phone calls coming in. Hi, Jerry. Passenger was great, says Stephen in Clock Mills. Thank you, Stephen. He was absolutely great. Stephen also says that I had a senior moment yesterday, so any chances of hearing Shagalang by the Rollers today? I didn't think anybody noticed, Stephen. I was supposed to play Shagalang as a request, and I played something else by the Bay City Rollers. I'll try and get that for you today. Stephen also says, please remind people to think once, think twice, think bike. Do you remember that old one? Think once, think twice, think bike. Absolutely right. Let's pray that everyone gets home safe after this weekend. Stephen, you're absolutely right. Red Hurley, Love Changes Everything. Red is still getting them in. He's been about the showband scene for many, many years now. He's huge in America, I'm told. He's doing a lot of gospel music type things, and he really is doing very well in America. So there you go. That was Red Hurley. Now, just 2 weeks exactly to go before the eagerly awaited launch of Paul Casey's brand new album. Paul, of course, is from Derry, so the Cultureland Centre in the city is the obvious and the most appropriate choice of venue for the big launch on Friday the 30th of May. The new album is called Somebody I'm Not, and here to give us a little sneak preview of what we can expect on it is the man himself. This one is called You Are, and this is Paul Kissy.
You are the rain that falls on me.
Paul Kissy, live on BBC Radio Ulster. Paul, that is lovely.
Thank you.
Really,
thanks,
and what a beautiful piece of cello playing as well.
Yeah, this is Karen Porter on
Karen,
cello.
That
yeah.
was absolutely lovely. That is a lovely song.
Thanks.
You see, I'm not one of these people who hear a song for the first time and can make up my mind whether I like it or not.
Yeah.
I have made my mind up on that one already. I like it. Is that brand new?
It's an old song, but we've re-recorded it for this new album in this way.
I must have heard it before.
Yeah, because it's a big kind of, on the other albums, it was like this big kind of production, but we've gone back to the drawing board with this album and tried to just bass it with the guitar and, you know, the cello and stuff like that.
Wow. Any reason for that?
Yeah, well, that song is kind of about, everybody thinks, all my mates think that, you know, I'm having the greatest time, you know, jetting all around the world and it's all this. And, you know, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it actually is hard work. And my biggest thing is I'm a home bird. I miss the kids so much, like, yeah. So. But, you know, that was kind of the reason behind that song.
Ah, lovely. Okay, go for it. Still in love with you. Paul Kissy.
Still in love with you.
And then tonight, tomorrow night, if you're up in the Millennium Forum, there is the Rod Stewart the Musical. So again, just go to millenniumforum.co.uk for info on that there.
Well done, Marcus. We've had an awful lot and time is sort of beating.
We have.
But there is plenty. I think the key is that there is plenty.
There is plenty going on.
Just go and find them.
Yes, there is. Some of the best sites to go to are Culture NI and What's On NI. That's where you get nearly everything that's going on.
So. What are you for this weekend?
Well, I'm going to get my Botox done after this year so that I hold back the hands of time.
You admit it. Many people don't admit that they get Botox.
Well, I know that you do because you're sitting here. You're sitting here like a 20-year-old, and
yes.
You told me what year you were born.
Yes, Marcus. Uh-huh. Yes, Marcus.
Then I'm hot fitting it to Dublin. I've got some shows in Dublin this weekend, and then I'm back Arts Extraing it on Monday.
Okay.
So I am so busy weekend ahead.
Generally speaking, on a Friday, you leave us with a song.
I do, and because it's so nice and sunny outside, and if you're thinking of holidays, there's no better place than listening to Sylvia and Aviva España.
Marcus, have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Go careful with the Botox now.
I'll try to.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The ladies fell for Rudolph
Valentino. My mum and dad didn't have enough money, Jerry, sometimes to pay the mortgage at the end of the month. I remember... I've been working since I was 14. I remember my dad, I think he left himself over after he had paid my school fees and after he had paid my uniform and I never missed a school trip and all this. I realised my dad, when I was 15, had left himself over and he was working 40 hours a week, 25 quid a week for himself. After he'd paid all the household bills and paid for me, my mum was out working shifts round the clock. And there's me kind of being too naive to really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an inst and I've got the uniform and I'm going on the school trips and I've got the rugby kit.
Yeah.
That's devoted parents and I'm so, so lucky.
Well, that's just one of the things Stephen talked about very honestly and very openly, it has to be said. So you'll be able to hear that full interview tomorrow, 12:30 here on BBC Radio Ulster. I still have some of your requests to get through. Gavin has contacted us and Gavin has asked. He's in Port Patrick and he says he's really enjoying the sunshine in Port Patrick. Good for you, Gavin. And he asked me if I could play 10cc. Of course I can, Gavin. You know, producers on radio tell you the oddest thing. Rory, my producer, just come through in my ears and he says, do you know that the Beach Boys recorded this song in a sandpit so that they could get the proper sound of the beach? I don't believe that for a moment. Well, Sandpit or no sandpit, it's a very good song indeed. God Only Knows from the Beach Boys.